to the Senate testimony today of former FBI Director James Comey.
Mr. Comey has now finally confirmed publicly what he repeatedly told President Trump privately. That is, that the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference.
Mark Kasowitz read his statement at the Washington Press Club and about 2 hours after Comey first made his first public statement since President Trump fired him May 9th, as Comey was leading the FBI investigation into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. Kasowitz refuted a couple of key points of Comey's sworn testimony. Let's bring in NPR's congressional correspondent, Susan Davis. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Robin.
And so let's talk about the refuting, first of all. President Trump's lawyer denied that the president ever demanded an oath of loyalty from James Comey, denied that President Trump ever asked Comey to let the investigation into his advisor, Michael Flynn, go. In fact, he said that Mr. Comey's testimony makes clear that President Trump never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election. Is there going to be some disagreement on that take on what James Comey said?
I mean, it is a remarkable day when you have the former FBI director testifying under oath before Congress that he believes the Trump administration lied about the FBI and about the conduct of people in conducting the investigation, and also that he felt like he could not trust the president to tell the truth, so he felt compelled to document these incidents in memos, in detailed memos. And then you have in response the lawyer for the president calling the former FBI director a liar.
In essence,
saying,
yeah.
And, you know, indirectly, yeah. Where he said that the president never told Mr. Comey and or never asked for his loyalty, which is precisely what Mr. Comey testified before Congress, said it did not happen, in his words, in form or in substance. So, yes, it's a bit of a he said, he said. And then that goes to a question of credibility.
Who
has more credibility?
Right. And, well, yes, he says clearly in his statement, this is the president's lawyer, that the president never asked for an oath of loyalty, which is what James Comey claimed. But then there seems to be a matter of interpretation here, because he goes on to say that Mr. Comey's testimony makes clear the president never sought to impede the investigation, when James Comey was clear that the president asked him to let Michael Flynn off the hook in the investigation. Either the lawyer was not hearing what James Comey said, or how do you interpret that?
Well, Mr. Comey testified that he did feel uncomfortable that the president's conversations and both his request that they meet alone, at one point asking the attorney general and the vice president to leave the room so they could speak privately, were times in which he was made to feel uncomfortable and by, you know, association pressure to do something, you know, but the president's lawyer says that was not his intention. And this is where, you know, when you only have two people in a room having one conversation and giving two wildly different accounts, that you're going to have conflict here. Mm-hmm. This matter is subject to both an ongoing congressional investigation and also to a special counsel, Robert Mueller, who's been appointed to sort of see this thing through.
Yeah.
I think it's worth noting that this was a big moment today in this investigation, but these investigations are moving very slowly, very methodically. The chairman and vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee afterward today to reporters said they're going to take their time on this, that they're going to be very thorough, and that at the end they want to be able to offer to the American public some assurances about exactly what happened.
Well, the lawyer, again, this is the most recent response that we have. So Mark Kasowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer, drilling in here, said that consistent with his statements, the president never in form or substance directed or suggested that Mr. Comey stop investigating anyone, including suggesting that Mr. Comey let Flynn go. As he publicly stated, he did say to Mr. Comey, General Flynn is a good guy. And he also said, James Comey said today, that President Trump did say to him, it would be good if people who were sort of satellites of mine, if we found out if they colluded with the Russians. Another point, though, that seemed to come up today from different people on the Senate committee, they asked James Comey, did the president ever really seem concerned about possible ties of Russia to an American election, possible interference by the Russians? And James Comey said something interesting. He said President Trump never seemed concerned about that.
You know, it's one thing that's been interesting because, as again, as Mr. Comey testified today, there is zero question among the U.S. intelligence apparatus at every level that the Russian government attempted to influence the U.S. election in 2016. And in his words, at the highest levels of the Russian government. The president and his campaign throughout the campaign, after the campaign, and even today, while they have in certain ways acknowledged that, have never given it as full-throated as endorsement or a recognition as Comey and other senior Republicans in Congress have, like John McCain, like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. They've always sort of caveated it. And I think in part because the president ran on and has said that he wants to have a better relationship with Russia. So he has taken a rhetorically different tact when he's talked about Russian meddling in Russian meddling and influence in the election, as other Republicans and certainly as Mr. Comey did today.
It's just so interesting that he would ask, you know, am I going to be, would you please say that I'm not being investigated, but never ask, you know, we need to get to the bottom of any, I mean, any influence from another country on our elections. NPR's congressional correspondent Sue Davis, we will be hearing from her throughout the day with her response to this day. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.